You are listening to the official Hitch Guides in Cape Town podcast, episode 1.
Hey!
Hello.
It's Robin and Colin, the Hitch Guides.
We're in Cape Town, South Africa.
We've moved here. We've been here for about 10 days. And we want to record some stuff about our experiences here for posterity.
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 That's stupid.
We actually tried recording one of these last week, but our apartment has hardwood floors and big rooms, and it was way too echoey. So we've huddled ourselves into a blanket fort, and we're using a different microphone. We're hoping we have better results this week.
And the blanket fort is called Fort Stonia, is the official name, and Robin likes to call it Fort Wood, but that's stupid. So it's Fort Stonia.
Fort Wood forever!
All right, okay, so we came to Cape Town 10 days ago, and jet lag is still a problem.
I'm not sure if it's jet lag or just adjusting to our new lifestyle, but we definitely go to bed earlier here, or I do for sure. And then we tend to wake up around 5 or 6 a.m., and it seems really noisy outside, and it seems impossible to go back to sleep. But then, like, once the day has actually begun at 9 or so, it's like, oh, I really want to sleep for another 3 or 4 hours. So we've been sleeping at strange hours.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm more of a morning person and stuff, but there have been multiple days where, like, I've gone to bed at 8 or 9, which is... which is actually early for me, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That is actually
early for me. A couple
hours
early for Colin.
And I will wake up at like 2 in the morning, and like I can't go back to sleep, so that kind of sucks. But anyway, we're getting more and more used to it, I guess, so that's fine.
And also, like, the walls are thin, and there's a lot of street noise. Like, there's a lot more honking. Like, it seems like people need to honk to do anything driving-wise here.
Oh, my God. Driving here is super crazy.
Yeah, it's, you drive on the left side of the road, which we are not used to as Americans.
And it's like driving, the lines in the roads are, I mean, they're lines, but they're...
Sometimes they're wavy.
Yeah, sometimes they're wavy. They're like literally zigzagged. And we don't know what that means. And a lot of the signs we don't totally understand. But we get the basic gist of it. Like, basically, you point your car in the direction you want to go, which we rented a car earlier this week. And you basically just go. And you are constantly swerving in the other lanes to, like, avoid crazy minibus drivers or people opening their doors all the way when they're parking on the side of their road.
Oh, so people just cross the street.
They cross the street.
They cross the highway.
They cross the street whenever they want, and they also walk along the highway like it's just some...
like it has a sidewalk.
Yeah.
With their dogs who aren't on leashes.
It's super crazy.
That was one of the big culture shock moments for us, was seeing the pedestrians on the highway.
Yeah.
The minibuses, the first day we were here, we took a walk to the local grocery store, and there were these guys in these little buses shouting at us, and I was sure that they were yelling racial slurs at us.
Yeah, but I was super nervous, too.
We found out the next day that those are actually, like, regulated cab drivers around here. And they were yelling the name of their route line. They're, like, the Barkers. So they're, like, trying to get customers. And, like, you can, for 7 Rand, which is about $1 US.
Less than.
Yeah, you can go, like...
at 5 miles?
5 miles down the road.
Yeah, it's on one street. Like, but yeah. It's on one street, but... There are.
It's a really affordable
probably
way
hundreds,
to get around.
I don't know.
And there's
of them?
Yeah, they pass like every minute, and they drive insanely fast.
They're all indented white vans though,
from the 60s or 70s.
Like
those diesel powered vehicles that last like fucking, you know, Bob Hope.
F-bomb.
Oh, I'm F-bomb sorry. We'll edit that out. We'll put in a spring noise.
Spring noise. Just like a spring. Boinging. A boing sound.
Really old minibuses.
I mean, yeah, really old minibuses.
But a really affordable and swift way to get about town.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little It was a little uncomfortable. Like, the first time we took it, it was a little weird because it's, you know, they're speaking.
You don't know what
you're doing. Well, and they're also speaking a different language.
They speak several different languages, it seems.
Yeah, and we don't really know what they're saying, but they understand English. We told them where we wanted to go, and then they just, like, pointed to the back of the bus, and we, like, sat back there, and then...
At some point, someone comes by and asks for your money, and you're like, how much? And they're like...
You give them like 10 or 12 rand, and we were told... There was a woman that we met that's in the lab that I'm joining, and she was very helpful because she joined the lab like a month or two ago. And she told us, she was like, yeah, it's 13 rand for two people, and, you know, and they're, like, these minibuses are well-regulated and stuff, because I never would have gone... on these if she wouldn't have said that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad she did, because it's great.
Yeah, so it's great, and it's quick, and it's easy, and you don't have to worry about driving or parking, and we went on these buses when we didn't have a car, so.
But now that we have a car, we've been using that, because we have to adjust, and, you know, Cape Town's a really spread-out city. It's a drive-required city, it seems.
Yeah, totally.
But there's been, other than driving on the left side of the road, there's been some adjustments. Like, when you park downtown... They don't have meters, but they have, like, standing guards.
And, yeah, like parking attendants.
Yeah, and they, like, watch your car for you so no one breaks into it. And then they, like, either when you get out of your car or when you get back into it, they, like, hand you a receipt and you pay them a certain amount based on how long you've been there or how long you plan to be there.
But we're kind of confused about. Yeah, like, I don't know if they're charging us more or less. They're essentially charging us 10 rand for, like, an hour or so, which is, and the conversion rate right now is 8.5 rand to one U.S.
so
dollar.
So it's pretty much the same price as a parking meter.
But it's, yeah, so, but we don't really understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's a little shady, but at the same time, it's nice to have a person watching your car, and they're city employees.
They're city employees, and they're watching. They're not, like, watching just, like, our car. They're watching, like, a bunch of cars, like, in a block or two or
something. But it does make me feel a little safer.
Yeah, totally. So it seems like, you know, Cape Town's very good at, like, hiring a lot of people, a lot of, like, security guards and these other people to, like, make sure stuff doesn't get broken, I guess.
Yeah. So another thing that's been really interesting and difficult to adjust to is the prices of things. Some things are much cheaper here, like wine and meat, beef especially, is much cheaper here. And then other things that are imported are really expensive, like... I lost a bunch of my makeup on the way here, and so we went to, like, a drugstore, and I just wanted to buy, like, you know, Revlon eyeshadow, and it was, like, 120 rand, which is, like, almost $20, and that's outrageous. Or, like, the first time we went grocery shopping, we looked at, like, the Berea pasta, and it was... 35 rand, which is $5. And it was like...
Yeah, in the States, you get that for
and
like
it's like a $1 box of pasta for $5. Yeah. But then you can buy, like, really delicious wine for, like, $2 or $3 American.
We went
to McDonald's today because that's what you do when you have been in another country for 10 days and you're Americans. And you're desperate for a taste of home. And we both got lunch at McDonald's for... around 10 American dollars, which...
I think it was a little cheaper, but regardless, it was cheap.
It was
expensive. And it was delicious,
and it was so good. Also, they still use dark meat in their chicken nuggets, so it was a total blast from the past. Tasted like my childhood. I enjoyed that, even though we were just talking about how glad we are that they only use white meat in the States these days. But it was just kind of fun to have that, like, wormhole to 1992.
Yeah, it's true. Because I'm a fan of dark meat.
We've been eating a lot of dark meat chicken because it's so freaking cheap here.
Yeah, but it's also delicious. And everyone in my family has always eaten, like, white meat, and they always talk about how good white meat is. But, like, white meat is dry and not nearly as delicious as dark meat.
This is so off to the topic of expat living.
Well, I was
always the only fan of white meat in my family, and
that's racist.
I knew I was special because my Grammy would buy white meat just for me.
Racist. Okay, so also the people in my lab, the reason we moved here for lab stuff to do research, or for me to do research and stuff. Everyone's really, really nice and very accommodating. I think it
very welcoming.
Yeah, I think it's a lot. I mean, the people are like really nice in general. I think people that move to another country to do research generally are more receptive to other people than your general scientist, I think.
I think it helps that they're expats too, so they have been where we are.
But most of, I think something that's important to note is that they're expats, but they're expats that are from Europe. So yeah. most of them are from the UK. And so most of them aren't from the United States. So one issue that Robin and I are having, and that I'm having specifically, and like this,
I'm having it too.
Yeah, well, like it's really, really hard for me. And I call Robin my translator. She's my English to English Colin translator. just this British English.
The Queen's English. The Queen, do not speak the Queen's English.
Yeah.
Happy Diamond Jubilee, by the way.
And Queen. There is, yeah, diamonds, jubilees. And there's just so much stuff and so many things that they're talking about. And even when we're on one-on-one conversations and stuff, a lot of times I just, like, pause, do, like, that, like, awkward pause, and then Robin will have to, like, jump in to be like, oh, okay, I will answer the question you asked Colin.
It helps a little bit because one of my best friends lives in the UK, and I visited her a little more than a year ago. So I have recently had experience with this more than Colin, but even with that, there's tons of stuff that just, like, the language, like, the words they use, the vocabulary has been a barrier for us because we're so hopelessly American. And then on top of that, the accent.
I'm kind of offended. I would actually amend that as opposed to, like, hopelessly American. I would say, like, awesomely American.
Well, thank you. I mean,
yeah, America.
Colin, you said before we started recording this that I should resist the urge to
be racist. Yeah. I know. Don't be
so
racist.
So that was what I was doing.
But we can be America. America-loving.
No, we can. I hope we're being good representatives.
I know. Oh, we also have an American flag, which is pretty sweet. Thank you, Grandpa.
An American flag that flew over the U.S. Capitol building.
That's true.
But yeah, so everyone's been really nice, but I feel like sometimes we seem incredibly dumb around them because it takes us like a minute to understand whatever they just said, and sometimes we just have no idea.
I like the fact that Robin has to... that it takes Robin a minute to understand what's, like, going on around her. Because that's, like, generally how I feel in the United States as opposed to here. And so, like, it taking me a minute and 30 seconds to figure out what's going on. I like that it takes Robin about a minute to figure out what's going on because, you know, I like to welcome her to my learning disabled world. Regardless, so, yeah, so that's basically, like, our first week, our first, like, 10 days. And we've been staying at home a lot, like watching old episodes of Community or The Office or Midnight Run. Fantastic movie, by the way.
Totally great.
And we're going to watch Boondock Saints today. And so, yeah, so it's basically just like enjoying ourselves with each other. But what was really nice the other day or yesterday, like a coworker that I'm working with or going to work with, I guess, because I officially started on Friday. It's Saturday right now. But I was only at work for like an hour that day. But anyway, he invited Robin and me to dinner, and it was really, really great to, like, get out of our house.
It was wonderful.
Like, and to meet him and his wife, and then they had another couple over and stuff, and so it felt like a very grown-up.
Yes.
Right? Like, grown, it's like, shit, we're, like, grown-ups.
And it was great, you know, 5 out of 6 people there were expats, and talking to them about, like, their experiences getting settled, it made me feel more like there's a, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel.
So anyway, it was it's really nice. I mean, everyone's very, very accommodating. We're talking to them about apartments that we're going to go to and stuff. And it just seems like a very good place. And, you know, I don't know. People are nice. Things are good. So that's pretty sweet.
And we love each other. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it is the most important. And we are having fun. And we're doing a lot of kissing, which is good, because kissing is good.
I hope you enjoyed listening, and hopefully we'll have more fun things to tell you next week.
All right. Peace out, world.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Well, let's try one more time, please. That was terrible.
That was terrible. I don't know. What is the sign off? How do you sign off?
Okay.
Kisses and kisses in the morning. Yeah, we've been watching way too much Community, and yeah. I literally had three nightmares in a row that involved all of the Community people. And I have to say, one of them involved them shrinking down into bug-sized people, and they were crawling around my body, and they had little axes, and they were chopping at my veins, and I was smashing them like bugs, and then I smashed them like bugs, literally, and I smeared the bug smear, but was person smear, on like a light switch, and then I felt horrible, and my nightmare essentially was me feeling bad about murdering people that may not have been killing me.
It would be okay for you to smush Pierce.
Kuhn, that is murder. You're jabron.